see with earthly eyes just what they wanna see. You will see the things that never die. You will know and recognize my simple, childlike faith, this priceless truth that others will deny. Jesus said, when others say I'm just a man who liked to dream his dreams, when others call all those miracles only myth, you listen for eternity in moments as they pass, and you'll see with spirit eyes what others miss. Upon this rock I'll build my kingdom, and on this rock forever and ever it shall stand. For the powers of hell itself shall never more prevail against it, for Satan's thrones are built on sinking sand. Upon this rock I'll build my kingdom, and on this rock forever and ever it shall stand. On this rock of revelation I'll build a strong and mighty nation, and it shall stand storms of time. Upon this rock, if in a simple carpenter you can see the Son of God, if you would choose to lose when you could win, if you would give your life away for nothing in return, then you are where this kingdom will begin. Upon this rock I'll build my kingdom, and on this rock the powers of hell itself shall never more prevail against it. You know Satan's thrones are built on sinking sand. Upon this rock I'll build my kingdom, and on this rock forever and ever it shall stand. Oh,
You know, there's a little difference of opinion just where the tomb owned by Joseph of Arimathea was located. We took our cast to the place outside the walls of the old city, just to the north of the Damascus Gate, where many Protestant scholars believe Jesus was buried and rose again. What a sobering yet inspiring place to stand and imagine what it must have been like to be there early one Sunday morning, nearly 2,000 years ago.
History has tested our faith. Wars, atrocities, injustices, and natural disasters have, over the centuries, made believers wonder if there is a God, and if so, where is He when we suffer? But nothing has tested our faith so much as the human mind itself, that both naturally needs to worship the God of awesome creativity and unfathomable order, but at the same time tries to reduce this majesty into someone we can control, a God created in our image. Thankfully, the God who created our intelligence in the first place doesn't shrivel when we use our minds to question His existence. He holds us until we cease our struggling and finally surrender to His embrace.